Lincoln County is probably best known to Portlanders as the home of beach and harbor towns like Newport and Depot Bay. It stretches from Lincoln City in the north to Yahats in the south, but also includes vast tracts of inland forests. It is home to a timber industry dating back to the 1880s, but in a 2014 economic report, the county board characterized growth in that timber industry over the past decades as up and down, but mostly down. There are also vegetable, berry, livestock, and dairy farms and tree nurseries, but the two biggest contributors to the county's economy are its coastal cities, which bring in tourists and fish. A recent ballot measure in Lincoln County took aim at a common practice in the area's agriculture and timber industries. Measure 21177 bans the aerial spraying of pesticides and includes language establishing community environmental rights to clean air and water. It passed in the May special election, but the votes were not finally counted until yesterday, on account of about 100 voters who did not sign their ballots. The measure passed by a mere 61 votes out of nearly 20,000 cast.
At least half, or a little more than half, the county heard our message, which is that we have a constitutional right to safety and a right to demand that our government care for our safety and not for the profits of corporations.
That's Maria Sauce, one of the founding members of Citizens for a Healthy County, the group that pushed the measure. She was inspired by a speech by the academic Thomas Lindsay at the University of Oregon's Public Interest Environmental Law Conference.
And I was so impressed by what he had to say that I decided to get involved in that. And we started working on working with community rights. It took us a while to decide what specific issue we were going to tackle. We tried to tackle first at the log export terminal here in Newport, but we didn't find enough support in the community to do that. And we changed our focus to aerial pesticide spraying and have been working on that for over 3 years now. And this outcome, even though it was such a close lead that we had, we are just unbelievably, excited about it.
Aerial pesticide and herbicide spraying has been an issue in Lincoln County since the late 1960s, with a movement that culminated in the 1976 court case that stopped the federal government from spraying Agent Orange onto timberland and mountain streams. Nowadays, the most common chemicals sprayed are atrazine and 2,4-D. Not everybody in the county, or in Oregon for that matter, is happy about the ban. Three political action committees came out officially against the measure, two of them major statewide lobbying groups. Oregonians for Food and Shelter told me they have no comment at this time, and I have not received a response from either the Oregon Forest and Industries Council or the local Coalition to Defeat Measure 21177. However, I spoke to that coalition's director in March. Alan Fugition is a third-generation farmer who grows blueberries outside of Siletz in Lincoln County. He does not, for the record, use aerially sprayed pesticides.
When we read the full text of the measure, there's a lot of things in that language that are unclear to us. Ostensibly, it would ban aerial spraying, but it's a little bit ambiguously worded. So terms like aerial, corporation, direct action, they lend themselves to some uncertain legal and practical interpretations that we anticipate. So, for instance, aerial spraying could include any method that allows spray particles to move through the air, including ground-powered and hand-powered sprayer technologies. So we wouldn't just be talking about helicopters and airplanes. We'd be talking about, backpack sprayers, perhaps, or typical tractor-mounted sprayers that folks would use in these areas.
The measure's supporters have dismissed those concerns, citing the official definitions of aerial pesticide spraying used by the USDA and many of the chemical companies themselves, which clearly recognize the use of aircraft. The measure passed despite a huge disparity in donations between the two sides, with supporters receiving about $20,000 and the opposition about $200,000, most of it from out-of-state corporations, farm bureaus from across Oregon and neighboring states, and statewide lobby groups. Rio Davidson is another founding member of Citizens for a Healthy County.
We were up against quite a lot of, money and professional types that do campaigns, and I think people here in Lincoln County just, they're ready for this. And obviously by the vote, you know, it was close, but, you know, if they hadn't poured so much money into the campaign, I don't think it would have been very close. You know, we did really well considering being outspent about 10 to 1. And, you know, that really makes a difference when they're able to just put their message out, you know, direct mailers every week or every 2 weeks. And, you know, so I think people saw through that.
Maria Soss and a handful of other members did much of the flyering in support of the measure themselves.
It was an enormous amount of work, you know. I didn't know how you know, tough it was going to be at times. But I was also so convinced that we were doing the right thing that I was happy to have the opportunity to do it.
The group plans to leverage the victory to help similar campaigns in Oregon.
We're really dedicated to helping out. You know, there is a statewide network here that's working and working at the state level. And then also, you know, our sister group in Lane County, we're going to really be working to support them as they get their ban of spraying. They're shooting for the November ballot. But so we're going to be putting a lot of effort into those two campaigns.
They're expecting a fair amount of pushback from groups and individuals in Lincoln County and the state who oppose the ban. None of the opposing groups have commented or announced plans for a recount or lawsuit, but both are expected in time.
It is the first time in the United States that aerial pesticide spraying has been banned by a whole county by the vote of the people. Okay?
Wow.
So there are things there that we don't even know what the reaction is going to be, especially with the government that we have now.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.